The Lord's Prayer. Chapter 94. Wrestling, but not with God. One of the most common misapplications of a scripture incident is to speak of earnest prayer as wrestling with God. The reference is, of course, to Jacob's wrestling all night with the Lord. But, unfortunately for the application, Jacob did not know that he was wrestling with the Lord until his thigh was put out of joint, and he was unable to wrestle any longer. As soon as he discovered that his supposed antagonist was the Lord, he ceased wrestling, for he could not even stand alone with his dislocated thigh, and hung helplessly on the Lord for support, crying, "I will not let you go, except you bless me." Then it was, and not when he was wrestling, that he prevailed with God. His helplessness was the strength by which he had power with God. We may be sure that Jacob would not have wrestled for a moment if he had known that he was trying conclusions. Editor's note: trying conclusions is an old-fashioned term which means to engage someone in a battle or contest with the Lord, and nobody in his senses could think of so presumptuous a thing. We must wrestle, however, not with the Lord, not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And in this contest, it is really the Lord who does the wrestling, not against us, but for us. For it is only with the whole armor of God that the victory can be won, and none but the Lord can wield God's armor. Indeed, the armor is the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we are exhorted to put on. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts thereof. For he is our righteousness, our peace, and our salvation, and it is his faith alone that overcomes the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. It is God that works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And the God of peace shall tread Satan under your feet shortly, so we may rejoice in the knowledge that he will turn again and have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. What a glorious thing, to be able to trample on the cruel sin that once had dominion over us. It can be done by everyone who does not love his sin more than he loves liberty.